morning. And the line I've been waiting to say for a while, welcome back. It's good to see so many of you here today, especially. We're glad to welcome you and glad to welcome those of you who are online with us. If you are online, we do welcome you and are excited to let you know we will be celebrating Holy Communion later in this worship, and you're invited to get your elements ready at home so that you can celebrate communion there as we celebrate communion here. I do want to remind you that, not actually remind you, let you know our leisure timers are getting together soon. Connie, I believe that's the 17th, June 17th, at noon. And of course, with the restrictions at this point, you still can't have food, but you're going to feed your hearts with joy at being together and a great musical selection. I think you said a world famous musician. And as some of you know, we got our new parish secretary this week, and we're still working out a few little kinks. In your bulletin on page, I don't know what page it is, the hymn of the day, the hymn after the sermon, is just choir only, but it doesn't say that. But there's no music. There's words are there, but there's no music. If you want to fake it and sing along, go right ahead. But, you know, that's intended for the choir. Vicar Amanda. Can I tell a story?
Sure, you can tell a story.
So I got to brag on you. And that doesn't happen often. Most pastors don't get to brag on their congregations, but I bragged on you guys. Because this past week, I received a call from a member at Seven Oaks just across the street. And if you haven't noticed, they have now put up a blessing box as well. Copycats, yeah. But anyway, they put it up, and I received a call from a lady over there. And she said, I don't know if you've noticed, we've put up a blessing box. I said, yes, I have. She said, we had noticed yours, and we wanted to do something like that. And my question is, I have a committee meeting later today. My question is, how do y'all manage it? And I said, I just grinned at the phone. I said, we don't. I said, we simply invited our congregation to bring things, and they do. They're so generous, and they're so wonderful, and they're so kind. You know, I said, our youth groups restocks it usually as part of their meeting. But other than that, it's just people bringing, people taking out, people bringing, people taking out. They're doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing. So yay, y'all. And she said, by the way, she said, oh, that's what I was hoping for. I said, well, I don't know what your congregation will do. I know what this one does. Okay. We do have something else fun to do. Today we honor our high school graduates with our Quillo ceremony. And I think you were going to do gifts and stuff first, weren't you?
Well,
go ahead. Invite them up and do all that stuff. Our mics are on. I don't know what the deal is.
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah.
Okay. My mic wasn't on.
My mic is on.
So, Pastor Gary, if you'll grab those two envelopes.
The two envelopes.
And the two packages.
And I got to do both?
Yeah, you have to do both.
And
they have their names
the
on them. So
Tori that says Tori
yes,
on it.
Give the one to Tori that says Tori on it. And those don't have names on them because they're the same.
I should give the one to Erica that has Erica.
Yeah, please. Please. These are gifts from our congregation to you all. We are so proud of you, and we are so excited to see what God is doing in your lives now and in the future. And thank you so much for letting us celebrate these milestones with you. So thank you, thank you. All right, should we start with our blessing now?
Yes.
I haven't been here for a normal one of these, so do we call the family up now?
Yes, we can.
All
and
right.
Then we will turn and face this way.
Excellent. So, hey, families. Do y'all want to come up? Last time I did this, we had to do an outside one. So let's send Tori's family over that way, and we'll send Erica's family over that way. Okay, there we go. We have more family coming. All right. Dear friends, life presents us with various significant milestones that set the stage for the next phase in our earthly journey. Graduation from high school is one of these milestones. Today, we wish to honor Tori and Erica, who are moving through that special time of accomplishment, transition, and change, and to show them that we, their community of faith, love them, and stand with them and support them as fellow believers in Jesus Christ, and continue to enfold them in our love and care. In this time of celebration and transitions, please hear these words from Holy Scripture. Psalm 71. In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Be to me a rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save me. For you are my rock and my fortress. For you, O Lord, are my hope, my trust, O Lord, from my youth. A passage from Jeremiah 29. For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope. Then, when you call upon me and come and pray to me, I will hear you. When you search for me, you will find me. If you seek me with all of your heart, I will let you find me, says the Lord, and I will restore your fortunes and gather you from all the nations and all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord. And I will bring you back to the place from which I sent you. And from Matthew, truly I tell you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say this to the mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you.
Dear graduates, at this special time, we are eager to show you how delighted we are that you have reached this milestone in your life. As fellow members of this community of faith, we rejoice with you and want you to know of our pride and excitement as you move from this accomplishment into the next phase of your life. We also want you to know that wherever you go and whatever you do, you are going forward with our prayers for God's continued guidance, power, protection, and strength. A quillow is a quilt which folds itself into its own pillow. This quillow has been made by family members of the graduates and members of the congregation. As we enwrap you in it now, know that you are and remain wrapped in our love. Let us pray. O Lord Jesus Christ, when you welcomed the children, your invitation included each one of us. Your guiding hand has continually been upon Tori and Erica. You have sustained them. You have shared in their laughter and wiped away their tears. In times of confusion, you have offered direction. In times of sorrow, you have offered hope. In times of doubt, your Holy Spirit has lifted them up. Grant them, O Savior, the knowledge of your continued presence as they go forth into the future. Guide their steps. Hold them in the hollow of your hand. Bless them and keep them now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
The congregation, please rise. Members and friends of Redeemer, will you promise to keep Tori and Erica and their families in your thoughts and prayers as they go forth into the future? Will you, as fellow believers in Jesus Christ, promise to help them as need and opportunity arise? Will you welcome them in love and joy when they return to worship among us?
We will.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord watch over you and keep you safe. May the Lord guide your every step. May you always know of our unending love for you. Amen.
Amen.
Before they go, can they tell what they're going to do next?
I think that would be great. Let me go grab a mic for that, though.
Okay.
So that they can hear in the back.
Okay.
Okay. Are you up for sharing, Erica?
Yeah, I am.
Awesome. Yeah.
Okay.
Tell us whatever you want them to know.
I'm going to the University of South Carolina, and I'm majoring in supply chain management.
That's awesome. And Miss Tori?
I'm going to the University of South Carolina's Honors College, and I'm majoring in psychiatric nursing.
Okay, cool. Great. We wish you all the best.
Thank you. grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. All-powerful God, in Jesus Christ you turned death into life and defeat into victory. Increase our faith and trust in him that we may triumph over all evil in the strength of the same Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated, and with the children, please come forward.
glad to see you brought snacks. I was really hungry. No, I'm just kidding. You're not, I can't have any. Okay, that's all right. I don't want any right now. I broke one of my rules. Well, I have a rule here in church that I don't bring my phone or my tablet into church, but I did today because I have something on it I want to show you. You want to see what it is? Yeah. All right. Let's hope I can find it real quick. There it is. Look at that. Do you know who that is? That's Aunt Nan. That's right. Who's that right beside her? That's me. And who's this one over here? You and Charlotte don't know. You know what? You don't know what Charlotte knows? Charlotte might know who that is. Charlotte, do you know who that is? Yeah. Well, that's my son, Michael. And he's married to Christy. And then this is my other son, Jeremy. And he's married to Sarah. So this is a picture of my family. Let's see if I can get it back small. There we go. Okay. And then I want to show you, let's turn it this way so it's bigger. I want to show you this. Guess what? Is it the same people? Yeah, it's my family again. Yeah. And then, but there's one very important person in that's not in this picture yet. There he is. You see him now? See? Don't you all wish you had a captive audience to show pictures of your grandchild to? That's just great. That's Lincoln. That's our grandchild. You can see Miss Nan here and our grandchild Lincoln. And so he's part of my family too. And so I got today to bring up pictures of my family to show you because today in our gospel reading, Jesus is talking about his family. And he talks about his mother and his brothers and his sisters. But then he also talks about that everybody who lives God's way is his family. That's pretty neat, isn't it? You know what that means? That means that everybody out here is your family. We're a church family. We're a people who are part of God's family. You're a big girl too, yes. And a few minutes ago, we had our high school seniors come up and they got wrapped up in a quilt to tell them once again that we love them and they'll always have a home here at Redeemer. And how wonderful that is that we say to them, you're still part of our family. Even though you might be going off to college, you're still here and you're still part of our family. You're going to go to Clemson. I see. I think I'm just going to let that sit there. That'll be great. We look forward to that. And if you and we can wrap you in a quilt just like that, too. No. You're a big girl. Well, they're big girls, too, and they got quilts. You got a quilt when you were a baby. Okay. Yeah. You were in your mom's belly. That's right. That's right. Uh-huh, that's right. And that's when y'all became a family. And that's what we're talking about today is how we're all God's family. And God loves all of us, and we love each other. And that's what makes us God's family. So that's what I wanted you to remember today. Let's have a prayer, okay? Dear Jesus, thank you for loving us. Thank you for making us your family. And thank you for the love we have for each other. Help us always to live out that love. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
A reading from Genesis. They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden at the time of the evening breeze, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to man and said to him, "Where are you?" He said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me fruit from the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent tricked me, and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you among all animals and among all wild creatures. Upon your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will strike your head, and you will strike his heel." Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the third chapter. Jesus went home, and the crowd came together again so that they could not even eat. When his family heard it, they went out to restrain him, for people were saying, "He has gone out of his mind." And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem said, "He has Beelzebul, and by the ruler of the demons, he has cast out the demons." And he called to them and spoke to them in parables. "How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand. But his end has come. But no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his property without first tying up the strong man. Then indeed the house can be plundered. Truly, I tell you, people will be forgiven for their sins and whatever blasphemies they utter, but whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit can never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. For they have said, 'He has an unclean spirit.'" Then his mother and his brothers came, and standing outside, they sent to him and called him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, "Your mother and your brothers and your sisters are outside asking for you." And he replied, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking at those who sat around him, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." The Gospel of our Lord. Please be seated. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. It is so great to be back to one service as a congregation, isn't it? It's really fun. I've missed this, and I know so many of you have missed this as well. And I think that that's part of what gives Redeemer this family vibe. Over the past 2 years, I have heard so many of you refer to the congregation here at Redeemer as your Redeemer family. And in my book, that's a really great way for a congregation to relate to one another. And hopefully, those that are new to the congregation are being welcomed into this family. And hopefully, we are being inclusive of our online Redeemer family as well. It's good to have multiple places to gather, both in person and online. And if someone hasn't told you yet, I'm really glad you're here. I'm really glad you're here if you're in person. I'm really glad you're here if you're online with us. I'm glad that you are a part of the Redeemer family. Last fall, our stewardship committee took on the theme, We Are Family. And I had great fun helping Doris and Preston and Connie make their stewardship videos. To pull those back out again, they were a lot of fun. They really did lay out so many of the ways that we are a family to one another here at Redeemer. And here this morning, our congregation is a family marking the milestones of our high school graduates. As a family of faith, we're wrapping them in our love and our care. We're blessing them as they step out into the next chapter of their lives. This is what families do. Families are a part of the world we live in because we are all designed to live within community. And family is the most basic building block of community. And family looks different for different people. For some people, it's multiple generations with extended lines of cousins. And for other, family is an individual and all of their furry four-legged babies. Sometimes we talk about family with bloodlines and genetics. And other times it's about adoption, neighborhoods, and chosen family. Family can be complicated. Family can be extremely complicated. And while we can talk about family in loving and joyous terms, and we want to as much as we can, we know it's not always that way. Relationships with families can be difficult. They can go as far as being abusive or manipulative and truly unhealthy. Families can take on all shapes, all forms, with positive and negative attributes. As we talk about all the attributes of families, it's interesting that our scripture for today talks about Jesus' family. And honestly, scripture doesn't divulge all that much about Jesus' family. In the verses leading up to today's scripture, Jesus was in the synagogue. The Pharisees had laid a trap to see if Jesus would heal a man's withered hand on the Sabbath. These religious leaders just couldn't stand that Jesus looked beyond all the contrived religious laws. Jesus healed someone on a day of rest, in which no one was to do any work of any kind. But then the crowds followed Jesus. They came from all over the area to be with Jesus for his healing and teaching. And finally, Jesus just had to take a retreat with his followers, the disciples, up onto the mountainside. But what happens next? In verse 19, Jesus goes home. There's a lot of baggage sometimes with going home. And Jesus is carrying all of these recent incidences with him. His notoriety is building. And how do you think his family would handle this? His mother, his siblings, his brothers, his sisters. It seems like there might have been a very quick reaction. Jesus is home. The crowd shows up. And Jesus' family is there thinking he's mentally ill and trying to restrain him. The talk of the town was that he was out of his mind. Scribes even came from Jerusalem calling him Beelzebul, ruler of the demons. Words were exchanged. And in the end of our passage for today, the crowd inside surrounding Jesus while his family is outside wanting to talk to him. When it comes down to it, Jesus looks around at the crowd, and in verse 35, Jesus says, "Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." Jesus doesn't outright deny his biological family. However, Jesus does clarify that family exists in more than merely a genetic way. In Christ, we are all made family. God calls us all children. God claims us all as God's beloved. And if we are all children of God, then in Christ we are all siblings. We are all family. We are all family through God. God the Creator, Jesus the Redeemer, Spirit the Sustainer. And while humanity does mess up the whole family relationship piece quite often, we are called to be as God's family, to continuously work toward healthy relationships, respect, welcome, and affirmation for one another. Being in family in God means that it's not just those that are sitting right here around us that are part of the family. Our online community is part of God's family, part of our family. Graduates, as we mark this milestone for you, we remind you that you will always be a part of the Redeemer family. This family of faith will always love you and support you. And as you go out into the world, you are a part of God's family and still our family. Each person that puts items in the blessing box and each person that takes what they need from the blessing box, they are part of God's family, our family. Each person that donates and delivers meals through Lunch on the Lawn, and each person that receives a meal, both are a part of God's family, our family. People donating to Williamsburg, and those in Williamsburg receiving those items, all are God's family and our family. Those who are born in the U.S., those born in other countries, those born in indigenous reservations, God's family, our family. Those at all points on the LGBTQIA plus spectrum, they are God's family and they are our family. I could continue with examples forever, but I think it's pretty clear. Each and every person is a beloved child of God. They are part of God's family. And that means that we are all family as well. We are human. We will have to constantly work to get this community and family relationship piece the way God intended for it to be. But it's worth it. It is so, so worth it. So, if you haven't heard today, God adores you. Like God really, really adores each and every one of you. And God made you just the way you are and calls you magnificent. And God calls us to love each other and all people in the same way. So, Redeemer family, let the Holy Spirit stir in your heart to continuously welcome others to God's family, our family. Amen.
Please rise as you are able. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Almighty God, we are lost without you. Thank you for finding us. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for your generous love which comes to us no matter how far we wander away from you. Thank you for gathering us as your family. Walk with us in every moment of life, that we may feel close to you always. Lord, in your mercy, living Savior, there is so much in our lives that needs redeeming. Forgive us of our wrongs. Forgive us of the good we failed to do. Lead our hearts in true repentance and our lives in following your way. Lord, in your mercy, merciful Lord, bring your compassion on all who are hungry, who are poor or ill, all who are lonely or far from home. Bring your healing, your help, your strength to uphold us. Bless all your people, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, gracious servant, as you came to save us and to teach us about your love, guide us to live lives of love for others. Open our hearts. Work through our hands. May all we do give you honor and glory and praise. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in God's grace. Amen. Let us pray. Jesus, bread of life, we have received from your table more than we could ever ask. As you have nourished us in this meal, now strengthen us to love the world with your own life. In your name we pray. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
In peace, serve the Lord.